This is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has fired his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and picked CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Trump has also nominated Gina Haspel, the current Deputy Director at the Central Intelligence Agency, to replace Pompeo. Hours later, Tillerson appeared at the State Department and said that he will formally step down at the end of the month and stressed the importance of a smooth transition to his successor. Trump and Tillerson have been clashing for several months over several issues. President Trump acknowledged on Tuesday British evidence that the Russians may have been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England, but he stopped short of blaming Moscow.
Theresa May is going to be speaking to me today. It sounds to me like they believe it was Russia, and I would certainly take that finding as fact.
As you heard, Trump said he spoke today, by Tuesday, with British Prime Minister Theresa May by phone about the attack in southern England on Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The White House said Trump agreed with May that Russia must provide unambiguous answers about how the weapon ended up being used in the UK. They also agreed on, quote, the need for consequences for those responsible for the attack. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says small factions of Taliban forces fighting the U.S.-backed Afghan government have expressed an interest in negotiating an end to the 16-year-long war. Mattis said the ultimate victory in Afghanistan will be a, quote, political reconciliation between Kabul and the Taliban. This is VOA News. An assassination attempt in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip has thrown a wrench into peace talks between rival Palestinian factions. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
An explosion struck the convoy of the Palestinian prime minister during a rare visit to Gaza. Officials say Rami Hamdallah, who is based in the West Bank, was not hurt by the bomb, but several cars were damaged. The attack casts a shadow over reconciliation efforts by rival Palestinian governments. The Islamic militant group Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority to the West Bank during a civil war in Gaza in 2007. But last year they launched talks to try to settle their differences and return Gaza to Palestinian Authority control. The Palestinian Authority, which is backed by the United States and Europe, described the explosion as an assassination attempt and quickly blamed Hamas. But Hamas condemned the explosion as an attempt to harm unity and promised an urgent investigation. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
At least 40 people have been killed since Sunday in ethnic violence in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Hema cattle herders and Lendu farmers are fighting. The fighting between the two groups was instigated by Lendu-dominated militia that has killed dozens since December. Tensions between Hema and Lendu had mostly lain dormant since a 1999 to 2000 conflict in which tens of thousands of people died. Turkish-led forces are claiming to have surrounded the city of Afrin, the home to several thousand people in northwestern Syria and the main target of Turkey's Operation Olive Branch. The military incursion, launched in January, seeks to oust the YPG, Syrian Kurdish militia, considered by Ankara as terrorists, linked to a decades-long insurgency inside Turkey. Turkey has warned that an operation to capture the city is imminent. Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag on Monday said, hopefully, Afrin's center will soon be cleared of terrorists. The prospect of a major offensive on Afrin, which is reportedly packed with civilians, many of whom fled fighting from other parts of Syria, is likely to cause international concern. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.